الحمد لله. والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات في هذا المسجد المبارك وأحب أن أخ حمزة أو أي أحد من عندكم بمقدمة بسيطة عن المسجد ونشاط المسجد. Brother Hamza, I would like if you can do a little small introduction about your masjid, the location and the activities in the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. تسمعني يا شيخ حمزة؟ يا أخ حمزة.
No, Sheikh, that was somebody's phone.
You did not hear me?
No, I didn't hear you, Sheikh.
I was saying if you would introduce the masjid and the location and activities and etc. so the people hear you, because my students also are listening to this, inshallah ta'ala.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد الحمد لله we're here at Masjid Nisan al-Sunnah in Paterson, New Jersey, 63 Washington Street, and we welcome everyone to this particular talk with our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Maliki Hafidhullah Ta'ala, who is going to be sitting with us bismillah ta'ala every Saturday around 2:30 p.m. our time, Eastern time, inshallah ta'ala, and that the Sheikh will be doing the explanation of the important lesson by our beloved Sheikh Nabaz rahimahullah ta'ala. With this being said, inshallah ta'ala, we turn the mic over to our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Maliki hafidhullah ta'ala. Fa'at al-Fatlan ya Sheikh barakallahu fiikum.
وفيكم بارك الله. For those who do not know the masjid is upon the sunnah and the are spreading the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the proper aqidah, and we have conducted number of tellings with them through number of years, and we know them for a bit long time, mashallah. May Allah ta'ala keep us all upon the Quran and the Sunnah and upon the proper aqidah. The book, as you hear, that we are going to, inshallah ta'ala, hand it out and use as a material of study in our class, which is as mentioned by Brother Hamza, going to be on every Saturday 2:30 as US timing, and it's going to be 9:30 as Saudi time. The book is called The Important Lesson for the General Ummah. And the meaning of that is these lessons that the author compiled are the core of our deen. And it is focused and concentrated upon different aspects, beginning with some tafsir of some surahs, short surahs, which every Muslim needs to memorize for his salah and for his adhkar, remembrance. And then the Sheikh spoke about the aqidah issues. Then he went into the fiqh issues in regard to salah and this and that. And then he went to the etiquettes of Islam, manners and kareeds and the good and bad attributes and like that. And then he ended up the lessons, which are 18 in total, by warning against the bid'ah and innovations. Our work on this explanation is to bring the evidences and proofs of what the Sheikh said and summarize. It's not because the Sheikh wasn't able to bring them, but the Sheikh done it as a flyer or a pamphlet which was printed in and published in one piece of paper as points. But of course, those who have not much knowledge need to know the proofs and evidences that the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala have absorbed these lessons or advices from. And as the book titled, The Important Lessons. So there are many other lessons, but these are the important ones. And these are important for the general ummah. And this means that the scholars, students of knowledge, and the common people are in need for it. As a reminder, because man forgets, and Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, commanding Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and remind, as a reminder, benefits the believers. Therefore we say it is very important to study such type of books which gives you the reminder and keeps you up on the right path. Because as we see many people today may think that these are very simple lessons, but when they are put on the test, they fail. And I have done this many times. I tested the people and examined them in many different masajids here in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere where I have traveled to. And the question that I made, I did not have an answer for it, even from many imams of masajids. As one individual person stands up and answers the question completely, with a complete full answer, but they maybe give you part of the answer, but not all of it. Therefore, we say these lessons are important for everybody, and it is important for us to read them again and again, so to have them bear in mind. And the author is well known to everyone. The author, as His Eminence the Mufti, not as a title Mufti of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, but I can say the Mufti of the Ummah of his time. The Imam of his time. The Muhaddith, the Faqih, the Usuli, scholar who know the Usul very well. He knew the Usul very well. He knew the Fiqh very well. He knew the Hadith very well. He knew the language very well. And he was a judge. So he knew the rules of inheritance besides the judgment or the law of the Sharia of Islam of judgment. Here is Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Baz. He was born in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, in the month of Dhul Hijjah, in year 1330 of the Hijra calendar. And he was born with normal sighting, but and he started studying in the village or in the town school, the very traditional one at that time. And at that time he was still sightseeing. Up until he was 16 years old, meaning in year 1346, he suffered of an illness that made him to have weakness in his sighting. And then after 4 years of struggling against the disease, the Qadr of Allah came forth, and he, rahimahullah ta'ala, lost sighting when he was only 20 years old. But at that time, he already memorized the Quran, the whole Quran. And he was already a young scholar. And I can't say it. He was that time a young scholar. And he studied with many different shuyukh. From amongst them, the grandson of the Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. His grandson, Muhammad ibn Abdul Latif ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Hassan. Muhammad, the son of Abdul Latif, the son of Abdul Rahman, the son of Hassan. So, four, and he had three fathers before Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. And also, Sheikh Saleh, the son of Abdul Aziz, the son of Abdul Rahman, the son of Hassan, the son of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. And he was the judge,
the main judge of Riyadh.
And then he studied with another sheikh who was also a judge in Riyadh, called Sa'd ibn Hamad, Sa'd the son of Hamad, the son of Atiq. And then he went to Mecca and studied with Sheikh Sa'd, the son of Waqqas al-Bukhari, Sa'd Waqqas al-Bukhari. And that was in year 1355. When he was 25 years old, he studied with him the science of Tajweed, of reciting the Quran. And then he studied with and remained with his Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Ibrahim Ibn Abdul Latif al-Sheikh. Muhammad, the son of Ibrahim, the son of Abdul Latif al-Sheikh, the Mufti, the first Mufti of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And he, as he said, Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala himself said, that I said in his circles of knowledge for around 10 years in row. And he said that he studied with him all different types of fields of knowledge of the Sharia of Islam. Since he was 17 years old until he became 27 years old when Sheikh Ibrahim assigned him the position of a judge in a town called Al-Kharj. So he was a judge when he was only 27 years old. And he remained there as a judge in Al-Kharj for 14 years. For 14 years. And then he left Al-Kharj in year 372 of the Hijra calendar to and he went back to Riyadh to teach in the Islamic Institute of Riyadh, which was like the college. And when the college was opened and established in the next year, which is year 1373, he was assigned the job of teacher in the College of Sharia in Riyadh, which was the first university in the kingdom. And he taught different fields of knowledge, the like of Hadith, Tawheed, Fiqh. And he continued to be on that position for around 9 years. And in year 1381 of the Hijra calendar, he was assigned to be the deputy of the president of the Islamic University in Medina. And the president of it was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, rahimahullah. And he was a deputy for 9 years, until Sheikh Muhammad Ibrahim passed away in year 1390 of the Hijra calendar. So he became the president of the Islamic University in Medina for 5 years. For 5 years. And in year 1395 of the Hijra calendar, which is 1975 of the Gregorian calendar, he was assigned to be the general president for the departments of Islamic researches and Ifta and Da'wah and Islamic affairs. And he continued to be on that, he continued in that position until he passed away, rahimahullah ta'ala, in year 1420. Till he passed away in year 1420, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Muharram, and the first month of the year, rahimahullah ta'ala. Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, was also assigned to be in many different important positions. The like that he was a member of the committee of the major scholars in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And he was the president of the permanent committee of Islamic Researches Department and Ifta. And he was a member of the establishing committee of the Islamic Union. And he was the head of the committee of the highest committee of mosques in the world. And then he was the president of the Al Majma Al Fiqhi, or the Al Majma Al Fiqhi in Mecca, which belongs to the Islamic Union, and many different positions. Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, passed away, left behind around 21 books that he compiled, between big books and pamphlets, and some of them were in a special field like inheritance, and some others in many different fields of fiqh, and some of them in hadith like what he did on Fath al-Bari, rahimahullah ta'ala, as he worked up until he reached the book of Hajj. This is Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, and this was his book, which is the Important Lessons. This introduction was so important to me, so that people know what is the book that they are studying and how beneficial it is to them, and from where the importance of this book comes. And as I always say, the importance of this book comes from the author, because the author was the most knowledgeable one, Allahu A'lam, in his time. And this wasn't said by people like me, although I knew the Shaykh very closely as I studied with him, and I used to visit him in his house and in his mosque. And I used to see from his knowledge and fiqh what I could not see with many other scholars that I met. And alhamdulillah, I met all of the major scholars of our time, the like of Hamad al-Ansari, Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, Muhammad al-Sibayyil, Sheikh Albani, Sheikh Muqbil, Sheikh Uthaymeen, Muhammad Adam, Sheikh Rasulullah, Muhammad Abdullah al-Somali, and many others, but none I can say that he was like him. And all these youth that I mentioned their names, they all witnessed that Sheikh bin Baz was the Imam of his time. And as you see how he was involved in many different activities and fields of knowledge and positions of Sharia, like judge, and then the head of Islamic University, the head of the Fatwa Committee, the head of the Research Committee, and etc., etc., which made the Sheikh to be the one who had the most wide vision to the Muslim Ummah. And that's why he brought these lessons to and named it Ad-Durus al-Muhimma li'Ammat al-Ummah, the important lessons to the general Ummah. From there we say, brothers and sisters, do not say these things we know. These things we know, we knew from before. We studied them with Sheikh so and so and Sheikh so and so. But these are the answers of the questions of the great. As if you can always keep them in mind and act upon them, then inshallah ta'ala, you're gonna be answering the questions of the grave easily, and you're gonna be successing on the day of resurrection. And the first lesson was about interpretation of small surahs, beginning with Surah Al-Fatiha, which is important to everyone, and then from Surah Al-Adiyat until Surah Al-Nas. And that's what we are going to, inshallah ta'ala, go through in the coming sessions and classes. May Allah ta'ala extend our lives upon Iman, upon Ikhlas, upon love and for the sake of it, and upon the performance and implementation of the deen the way he subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be upon. And inshallah we continue on next Saturday. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير وبارك الله فيكم يا شيخنا.
آمين وإياكم الله يحفظكم. إن شاء الله يكون إن شاء الله تعالى يكون اللقاء القادم يوم السبت كما قلت الثانية والنصف بوقتكم إن شاء الله تعالى. It will be next Saturday 2:30 your time as you said إن شاء الله.
جزاك الله خير بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.